Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Microbiology and Antimicrobials, Volume 7, and Issue 1, 2025. It was published on June 23, 2025. The title of the article is Antibiotic Response of Salmonella SPP with Biofilm Formation Potential, BFP, isolated from street-vended ready-to-eat fried grasshopper, a food safety concern. The authors are 1. Shuaibu, Issa. 2. Hawa, Saidu, M. 3. Odamu, Gambo. 4. Fatima, Shuaibu, K. 5. Miriam, Musa, M. 6. Fatima, Abdullahi, B. 7. Omu, Rebio, R. A. 8. Muhammad, Aishetu, A. 9. Lawenu, Khaled, M. 10. Yohoya, Issa. 11. Sintali, Muhammad, A. 12. Uma, Galamima, I. 13. Gurama, Ibrahim, G. 14. Shamsiya, Muhammad, U. 15. Zeliha, Sola, M. 16. Rukoya, Ibrahim. 17. Hajora, Hauna, M. 18. Zoridin, Sonia. 19. Abubakar, Muhammad. The corresponding author is Shuaibu, Issa, from the Department of Microbiology, Gombe State University, PMB 127, Gombe State, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. Due to their ability to resist antibiotics, bacterial biofilms are a serious global problem for public health. Their resistance to host immunity and other external stress immensely contributes to their chronic infections. The market potential for fried grasshopper consumed by women and children overtakes that of meat in many parts of northern Nigeria and can serve as reservoir for biofilm-forming pathogenic bacteria. The objective of this study was to detect Salmonella SPP from exposed fried grasshopper vended in Gom Metropolis, assess their antibiotic resistance and biofilm formation potential, BFP. A total of 250 samples of exposed A.T.E. fried grasshopper were purchased from different locations in Gom Metropolis in sterile containers. They were homogenized in Rappaport Vasculitis Salmonella enrichment broth and spread plated on selective Salmonella Shigella agar. Positive samples were gram-stained and further subjected to biochemical identifications. The confirmed isolates were subjected to assessment for biofilm formation potential, BFP, using Congo Red Agar assay technique and then to antibiotic susceptibility testing to commonly used antibiotics. Of the 250 samples obtained, 36%, N equals 90, were positive for Salmonella SPP, out of which 20%, N equals 18, had biofilm formation potential. A 50%, N equals 9, of the isolates with BFP were resistant to amoxicillin, 16.7%, N equals 3, to ciprofloxacin, 33.3%, N equals 6, to chloramphenicol, 27.8%, N equals 5, to streptomycin, 33.3%, N equals 6, to ceftriaxone, 44.4%, N equals 8, to tetracycline and 22.2%, N equals 4, to trimethoprim. Multidrug-resistant Salmonella SPP with BFP can serve as a serious threat to the health of consumers and generality of public health. Awareness and enforcement of public health laws governing good hygiene practices, GHPs, and good manufacturing practices, GMPs, are thus imperative to achieving food safety. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in Greener Journal of Microbiology and Antimicrobials. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.